Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. I got a DM last night from Hellraiser Kathy, who was at Trivia. Monday nights are either Trivia or Bingo at Confluence, and they're both fun wicked.
Can't go wrong with either one.
Love that.
Love Bingo, love Trivia.
Right there on Thomas Beck Road. You can also find them on Facebook. Now, we're going to talk to you about what happens when you kick a bison.
Okay, think about the possibilities, and then we'll give you the story coming up. But first, coming up tonight, the big story around here is the weather. Around 5, 6 o'clock, it's really going to start raining, and it could get nasty. We're talking the heaviest rain between 6 and 10 p.m. coming up tonight. We're talking maybe half an inch, maybe 1 inch where you're at. But heavy rain is expected, scattered showers overnight. And with the changing of the temperatures, it's really warm right now. It could get nasty. Could be thunderstorms. Could see a little bit of hail. So watch out for that tonight after 5, 6 o'clock. That's perfect for your commute home. It's great.
What is this rain going to mean for tulip time, Wicket?
Who knows?
Tulip time begins on Thursday.
Oh, man.
The city of Pella is going to be invaded. Now, this year, they were concerned about the tulips blooming too early.
Yes!
So they have created wooden tulips, which is kind of fun because I think that if the rain doesn't disturb the tulips, mm-hmm. if it's too severe, when we go down to Pella for tulip time, we will also get to see the wooden tulips and the regular tulips.
The rain, we're supposed to get rain on Thursday when the tulip time begins, right? Like, but it's supposed to rain all day Thursday. So we have rain tonight, could be violent, and then a constant rain all day on Thursday. I hope it doesn't wash out the event.
I know. The fact that I took Thursday off for tulip time opening
is
day.
That is why you took Thursday off? You just love your tulips?
Big plans, Wicket. A lot of plans this week.
You know, never thought I'd say this, but I just hope Mother Nature doesn't wreck my peonies. My flowers in my backyard, you know, around the deck.
Mm. Yours have already bloomed?
They're starting. They're growing really quick. They're ready to pop. The bulbs are ready to go.
Wow.
Really early. Really early. Because we had
your peonies came quick. Mine are still budding.
We had that 80-degree stretch for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they really started to pop up out of the ground.
Right.
So it's nothing more
peonies
metal than
talk on laser.
Peonies and
yeah.
tulips.
What happens when you kick a bison? You go to jail.
Well, what do you think happens when you kick a bison? Some dummy went to Yellowstone, and shockingly, he was drunk, and he got out of the car, and he went up to a herd of bison. And I'll never understand why people do this. Stop trying to human in the bison world. You know, we've forgotten how to human. We've never known how to bison. So stop going up to bison. So the dude tried to bleep with a group of bison, a herd of bison, and he got bumped around. So he kicked a bison. He got injured, but as he's trying to leave, remember, he's drunk, all right? His intoxicated wife or girlfriend is in the car as well. She's driving. There was an incident. The police pulled them over. She got busted for DUI. He got all the things that you thought would happen because rangers responded to the area after receiving a report of an individual who harassed a herd of bison and kicked a herd of bison. They found the car near the west entrance. He was arrested and charged with being under the influence of alcohol to a degree that may endanger himself, whatever that is. Disorderly conduct as to create or maintain a hazardous condition, approaching wildlife and disturbing wildlife. This other woman, the driver, was busted for DUI, interfering with failure to yield, emergency light activation, and disturbing wildlife. Here's my thing. I've never been to Yellowstone. I've never seen a herd of bison. I know how they cross and you stop and you watch them and it's cool. Don't get out of your car. Don't get the selfie. Don't take the bison photo for the gram. Don't be an idiot. Because you're good. If you just the wrong, I don't know how bison tick. But just the wrong little step of the twig or loud noise could start a stampede or just one bison going after you, and you're not going to beat a bison. So don't be an idiot. Get out of the bison world.
That's correct. So here is the take-home fact. When at Yellowstone, remember, bison are quick. Don't be a
son of a bitch.
A bison.
Bison of a bitch.
There you go.
Okay. Got it.
That's the moral of this story.
Every time I see one of these stupid bison stories, it's like, what did the idiot do? And it's always somebody who, like, climbed over the fence and went to where they're not supposed to go. Are they intoxicated? Yeah, they get within 2 feet of a bison. I'll never understand why people do this. Never.
Morning Brews, brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com.